Well, howdy guys. Here's another life experience from me. Have any of you guys ever noticed how femmes talk about their husbands? Or boyfriends even? They talk about them without any real affection at all. Kind of cold. As if they're just a tool of some sort. And usually without an ounce of any respect. And mostly what femmes have in their lives has been provided for them by this man's hard work. But it's pretty obvious they don't appreciate it at all. They expect it. I was listening to some femmes talking together, which is hard, I know, because they all talk the same time. Then one of them said that when it's warm outside, her upstairs gets hot. Actually, she said it my upstairs. This femme's been married for over 35 years. I know them quite well. They're a nice couple. Do you know what I felt like saying? I felt like saying to her, well, your upstairs is hot. What about your husband's upstairs? They just don't seem to have any empathy towards males whatsoever. It's quite delusional, really. They get up in the morning and everything they touch and use has generally been built and invented by males. The whole infrastructure of where they live has been built, invented, and maintained by males. The bus they travel on, the car they drive in, the plane they take on their holidays. The house they're living in was probably built and designed by males. Do they just blank this all out? Could they not just show some respect to males at all? Yet they want to be treated as special, entitled. You know, femmes today are really becoming quite annoying to me. If I get on a bus, there's nothing but the drone of femmes yapping, talking loudly about a bunch of BS. No wonder guys go, say, fishing, golf, hunting. Maybe it's because femmes' BS is on super mode now, and their mask has slipped and has almost come right off. And the mainstream media's constant barragement and how wonderful and great femmes are all the time. And all they're doing is standing there in a bikini. But their constant propaganda isn't working. Because if femmes were so great and wonderful and caring and nice, we would already know it. I didn't actually think femmes could become more delusional than they are. Once again, the femmes have proved me wrong. It's when they do something so disgusting and evil, you think they can't possibly get any more worse than that. But they always seem to do so, don't they? And as I said in my last video, lots of femmes are on medication for their multitude of mental issues. Wouldn't it be cheaper if they just sedated the males to be able to tolerate the femmes? But not a tablet or anything. It would be just a prescription you can get every week, or whatever type of brand of beer you like. Of course, men do that all the time anyway. Well, it'd be great if it was free. What a dream that would be. 24 Peronis on prescription. It's just a dream. I think one of the reasons femmes have become so annoying to me, they've always been trying to crave attention and get into people's faces for validation. But the femmes today seem to be on steroids for it. You seem to can't go anywhere. The grocery store, the gym, or walk along the beach, having a nice quiet beer in the pub. There they are, trying to get your attention, trying to get your line of sight. I can understand why a lot of guys become hermits. I might slowly becoming one myself. Don't think this video meant anything. It was just a moan, I think. Did I actually say anything? Well, you guys will let me know, won't ya? You take it easy.